This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And coming off a 6-for-6 drive, he'll throw to begin this drive, and it's DK Metcalf! He's in the loose! There goes DK! A block from Austin! Inside the 5, into the end zone! 80-yard touchdown, Rodgers to Metcalf!
You have to admit, that was a dart. Quite a route. And the Steelers go on, hang on to beat the Vikes. 24-21, the frantic comeback comes up short in Dublin. The Vikes fall to 2-2. It is painful. You lose to Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers now 3-1 with Rodgers. And, you know, Mike Tomlin appears to be able to just roll with the flow. They've had pretty much three head coaches in my lifetime. Chuck Knoll won all those Super Bowls way back in the day, and then, of course, Bill Cowher and now Mike Tomlin. So there's been a lot of continuity and a lot of raised eyebrows that the Steelers organization and all that stability brought in a guy like Rodgers, who I think was a polarizing figure in Green Bay, even more so in New York in two tumultuous years. One year he was injured, what, the first series of the season?
Yes.
And, yeah. So, Vikes, though, I think what we saw is, and it's been an Achilles heel for this club, not really the quarterback play, whether it's J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz, is the offensive line. And until you fix that, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. You could have Brady in his prime. With a bad O-line, quarterbacks are going to struggle.
But the problem, Steve, is that they went out and they spent all this money so you didn't have an issue with the with the offensive line. You go out and you sign Ryan Kelly to a big deal. You go out and you sign Will Fries to a big deal. You draft Donovan Jackson. So you're coming in and you're waiting for Christian Darrisaw to get healthy. And then you're like, this could be one of the best units on paper in the NFL. The problem is that you're still barely getting by in terms of depth. Like, you're banking on everybody being healthy. Well, Kelly's got two concussions in the first 4 weeks along with an ankle injury, and this is his fifth concussion, and he's 32. So you got to wonder what's happening with Ryan Kelly, you know, from here on out. Brian O'Neill probably going to miss a little bit of time. We don't know how much. I don't know what the MRI said. I haven't heard the latest on that. And then Donovan Jackson's going to be out till at least after the bye. So, you know, I'm not going to put this on Kwesi and say the line is awful because they didn't, you know, try. They went out and they invested. The problem is you've got three injuries that'll happen simultaneously.
Yeah, and I think when you look at injuries and then you try and think about going forward, you got the veteran Wentz, and then you got J.J. McCarthy, and when he comes back, and we'll certainly know more by midweek when they start putting out the injury reports by rule and, you know, who's going to be available. But there's been a lot of talk. Now, does it change your calculus? And let me throw this out there, because I think this matters. There was a thought, and you and I talked about it last week. If Wentz plays well and you're winning games, you stick with Wentz. If you're losing games, and as soon as McCarthy is ready, you put him in there. Here's the caveat. If you're losing games and your O-line is beat up, do you let Wentz take the lumps and not let your rookie quarterback, the future, the franchise, J.J. McCarthy, get beat up? What's he going to learn going out there taking a beating every week behind a bad O-line?
But
it changes how you look at this going forward.
I don't know if I can necessarily get on board with that, because eventually J.J. is going to have to go out there and get those reps. You know, all you're going to do is, if you feel like both of these guys are the same and you are in a position where you are not going to compete because your offensive line has gone through just so many injuries and that you know that you are absolutely not going to contend, then I feel like you have to put J.J. out there. Because even if he's going to take his lumps, you can't protect the kid forever. You got to put him out there, and he's got to learn how to get better on the fly. If this season is going to be a bust, and you're going to have to, you know, go, well, wait till next year. If that's the philosophy, then I think you have to assess all parts of your team.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just think it plays into it, and I know Kevin O'Connell's been very forthright. He is not going to play till he's 100%. And we already kind of laid out the schedule and what looms after the bye. When you get back from across the pond, the players get some time off, you go into the bye week, and then you got, and I can't remember the exact order, right? Eagles, Chargers, Lions. You got four tough games. Coming out of the bye.
Yeah, you've got the Browns, the bye.
Yeah,
hosting the Eagles on the road with the Chargers. That's on a Thursday night. So you got a Sunday.
Short week.
Yeah, short week against the Chargers. And then you are at Detroit on a week and a half rest.
And then Baltimore.
And then hosting Baltimore, yep.
And we all know Baltimore 1-3. They got beat by Kansas City and Lamar Jackson and nicked up. I would assume he'll be good to go by that time. And then the Ravens, who knows where they're going to be, you know, standings-wise, record-wise, going into that game. But they're going to, you know, probably already in save their season mode, and certainly when Jackson comes back. But I think when you get to the purple, it gets complicated, and you can go right back to that offensive line until you have a functioning, reasonably competent offensive line. You know, Wentz, two picks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all on him? 350 yards. I think that's a little bit of a smokescreen. A lot of those came, and I don't want to call it garbage time because they weren't out of the game, but a lot of those yards came late.
They did. And, I mean, for fantasy football owners, you're like, hey, this is great. We got him. But I'm not going to put that all on Carson Wentz. And I wouldn't, the same way that I wouldn't put that all on J.J. McCarthy. If we're going to go out there and we're going to say, well, J.J. McCarthy was the problem, then I think we have to go out there with the same and say, okay, is Carson Wentz the problem? And in both cases, my opinion, the answer is no. Because against Atlanta, you saw there was a little bit of you know, compromise because, you know, again, Kelly didn't play. So I just feel like until this line is completely, all five guys are healthy, I just don't know if we can accurately you know, if we can accurately decipher how good this line is, because you got to, it's like having a fist, right? You got to, all five fingers have to form a fist. If you've only got the four, then the fist is not going to be as strong. And to me, it sucks that he's not, you know, healthy, that it's not happening right now, but I think we just have to, we got to know, and I can't blame Kwesi for this.
Yeah, Browns got blown out by the Lions in Detroit. I thought the Browns would give him a better game, but the Lions roll.
I did too.
I guess I didn't see. I thought the Lions would win. I even, you know, but I thought the Browns would play better. And I think it's going to be a challenge for the Vikings because that is a good defense. And you go into London and you're across the pond and your O-line isn't right. It could be another long day.
Yeah, Cleveland's defense is no joke. I mean, if you are down three starters, I mean, I don't know what Myles Garrett's sack numbers are, but you're looking at least two. Because he right now is the best defensive player on the planet.
Yeah, and then you need to scheme for that. And then that creates other problems. Because you're probably keeping a back in there to help protect. And then that kind of limits the options. And then any sort of downfield threat, you're probably not going to have time. So if it is Wentz, then I mean, it's just going to be, you know, quick rhythm throws. You're not going to have the time to load it up and get it downfield.
No, you won't. Like, this is going to have to be a very quick one step, two step, boom, get rid of it. I don't even think you can go, you can't go bootleg because he can't have, you know, Carson, you know, naked and vulnerable out there on an island by himself. I don't even think you can go play action. I think it's got to be shotgun, you know, get the ball, 1-2, make a read, a lot of in routes. Like, that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah. So the Vikings, there was a lot of optimism. I thought they beat the Steelers on Sunday morning. And now you're kind of like 2-2, big game against the Browns. If you go into the bye week 3-2, if you find a way to get it done, as you laid out, you look at that schedule coming out of the bye, and you get Philly. They're the defending champs, and they certainly look like a contender early here in 2025. And then the L.A. Chargers, on a short week, as you pointed out, on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then already we're into November, which is scary to me. We're already talking about November football. It doesn't seem possible. That gets us by Halloween. And another scary thing, just a quick sidebar, my youngest daughter still lives at home. And she thought we should load up on Halloween candy now, you know, because the good stuff gets sold out.
And that's true. Yeah, that's true.
But here's the problem with that.
Okay.
Then it's around for me to dig into. So there is a problem. Anyway.
That's a good problem to have, Steve.
At Detroit, home to Baltimore, they get the Bears here. They're on the road in Green Bay. It could be cold by November 23rd. Then on the road at Seattle, and that has been a house of horrors over the years. So, I mean, this is one of those where the season all of a sudden feels like, hey, coming out of that Bengals game, you're feeling pretty good. We're going across the pond. We got a chance to maybe win a couple of games over there. And all of a sudden it feels like, ooh, this could spiral in a hurry. I don't know if you feel that way. I think it's too early to completely panic, but you can see the potential for a spiral.
Oh, it is. It is. I feel like it's already kind of teetering because this was a very advantageous part of the schedule in terms of
yep.
You know, making sure that you got everything that you needed out of the first few weeks of the schedule. You get through the bye, and then you're like, okay, this is where we're going to be able to roll. And I mean, if you go into the bye at 2-3, and though in the next month you're looking down the barrel of those four teams, all Super Bowl contenders, this thing could get ugly for the Vikings by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then you got a rookie quarterback that you're trying to break in. So, a huge game against the Browns coming up Sunday in London. We'll come back. Bite of the night. This should be entertaining. I'm really looking forward to this bite of the night. I always get a kick out of the stuff you pull out. And Chris Tubbs will have bite of the night in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Steve in for Henry tonight. It is the Lake Show. Chris Tubbs alongside. Chris listens to dozens and dozens of audio cuts daily.
That's all I do. I wake up, I get my kid to school, and then I'm like, I got to get online.
Yeah, and you're just pouring through the internet. I mean, you and then you come up with a gem every night.
Gem is subjective. You know, some nights are better than others. But hey, Brad, if you're listening, I do a fantastic job with the bit. So that's according to Steve. And you know what? Word according to Steve. You know, it's not the world according to Garp, but I'll take it.
Okay. A lot of work goes into this, Chris. The floor is yours.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, we kind of get on athletes and coaches if they don't tell us anything. We're like, okay, if we ask you a question, just give us an answer. And sometimes, you know, players like to be a little reserved. But here's an interesting bite that I found from Media Day from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Everybody likes to be an expert on everything, right? Like, everybody's got to be like, I know this, I know this. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And Lonzo Ball, formerly of the Chicago Bulls, is now a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, traded to the Cavaliers in July. So, first season with the squad. He's from Anaheim. So sometimes you don't exactly know where you're at, and you know not a whole lot about you.
Yeah, the Orange County thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And apparently, young Mr. Ball did not know that there was a lake, a Great Lake, that was connected to Cleveland because, you know, folks were asking him, hey, what do you think about Cleveland so far?
I like Cleveland. I keep joking with the guys. I didn't even know Cleveland had water, so it's been nice getting out the house. The weather's been good. I know that's not going to last too much longer, but food's been good. People are great, man, and I have no complaints.
That is awesome.
So there you have it. Lonzo Ball did not know that Cleveland was on a lake.
I had a feeling, and you don't play these in advance. I had a feeling it was going to go along this lines, and I'll tell you why. Because these guys in the NBA, when they're on the road, they come into a town, they're on a motor coach. Typically, they'll fly in late at night. They'll get in. They'll be on a luxury motor coach. They'll go to a luxury hotel. They'll check in. And they probably don't do a lot of sightseeing. NBA and NHL road trips are you get in, you get out. There isn't a lot of time for sightseeing. Now, on occasion, the Wild will go to Southern California, for example, and they'll play a couple of games, maybe the Kings and the Ducks. Or now in the NBA, they've stayed and played maybe two games in the same town. But, you know, probably not a geography major, you know.
I think more concerned about Big Baller Brand than he is figure. And yeah. I know that's not his brand.
So you know, not paying attention mm-hmm. to, you know, the Great Lakes and, you know, Cleveland's proximity. Because I think as a road player in the NBA, I really do believe this. You get into a town, you really don't see a town. And for a couple of years, pre-Grim, I did Golden Gopher road games. And we didn't travel in style like the NBA, but we would fly a charter, typically a small jet, to these Big Ten outposts. And I remember it well, and I was traveling with Kevin Lynch and a road engineer, and we'd go with the team. And say, for instance, we were going to Bloomington, Indiana. We'd meet out at the charter terminal, mm-hmm. we'd get on the little jet, and we'd fly to Bloomington, and we'd get off the jet and get on a bus and go to the hotel. And then everybody just went to shoot around. And then you kind of came back to the hotel and the team did their night before the game meal. And then Kev and I would go to Little Zagreb in Bloomington and have a steak and have a little fun. Come back to the hotel. Next day you kind of get ready for the game. Go to the game. And then following the game you go to the airport and you get out. My point being is that he probably, in his time visiting Cleveland, never saw the lake.
No, you're not. And I think people think that it's just so much luxurious, and it's really not. It is, when they talk about it being a business trip, because there's so many, and you've got to go from city to city to city. Yeah, I completely understand. So I'm glad that you put it out there like that.
Yeah, and like I say, you know, you would hope along the way in elementary school and middle school and high school and even in – and did he just go right to the – he had to play a year somewhere, you know, a one and done in college. I can't remember. Was he at UCLA or I guess I don't remember. That you would kind of pick up, you know, big cities on the Great Lakes, but –
Well, as Cardale Jones said, you know, we don't come to play school. You know, we don't come to Ohio State to play school. Okay,
but don't you learn about the Great Lakes in like elementary school?
Well, I mean, he went to UCLA. I mean,
so is that where he did his one and done?
I believe it was one and done. I remember it was like 16, 17. I think he was like a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah,
freshman. I mean, he was, yeah. He's a good college player, but yeah, he was just there for a short period.
Yeah, and, you know, he got a chuckle out of it, and, you know, he seemed, hey, you know. And I think bigger picture, he was saying, hey, Cleveland's pretty nice. you know.
Yeah, it's not Joakim Noah saying, you know, I've never heard anything cool about Cleveland. Nobody says they want to go to Cleveland on vacation. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing about it. Not far out of Cleveland, they have the Coaster Coast, which I've heard is really cool. I've never been there. Where they got the theme parks and some of the gigantic roller coasters. And the Great Lakes are really cool in the summer. Not sure I'd want to live in Cleveland in the winter. Lake effect snow and all of that sort of stuff. I know it's much worse in Buffalo on the other end of the Great Lakes, but that's a quality bite of the night. Quick break, we'll come back. Lynx regular season was great. It turned into an ugly early exit in Phoenix. We'll get into that. Cheryl Reeve tossed after game three. Really a bummer of a finish for the Lynx, and we'll do that following the weather here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
I can take an L with the best of them. I don't think we should have to play through more than what they did. We got players, moshes on the glass, and gets cracked, and there's no call. And all of them said, it wasn't my call. I don't know. I didn't see it that way. They're f***ing awful.
Yeah. And there will be fines and suspensions.
Oh, we've already had the suspension.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would assume fines as well. I don't know if that was ever disclosed, because we did a deep dive on it, certainly on Saturday. Shaletta had the day off, so I had a 4.5-hour tour from noon to 4:30, and the entire first hour we spent on the Lynx. Cheryl Reeve, after game three, was as mad as I've ever seen a coach on a floor in a game at any level this side of Bob Knight, in the chair throwing and other things. She was mad. And that whole scene, coupled with getting into it with a fan on the way off the floor, and then the post-game presser, where she lit up the officials and the league, you knew she was going to get fined. And we even talked about it. And then, of course, the suspension went down. And the whole body of work after that game three, it's hard to argue, Chris Tubbs, with what the WNBA. Now they certainly have blame in all of this. The officiating has been a theme all year. The poor officiating. It is not just Cheryl Reeve. It has been almost universal across the league. There have been some flagrant fouls. There's been a lot of stuff in the league. But the league also can't have what transpired at the end of game three on Friday. They have to do something. And what they did is they suspended her for game four. By the way, Nafisa Collier injured at the end of game three, not available for game four. You put it all together, and the Lynx are done in four in the Valley of the Sun. No game five Tuesday night at Target Center. A magical regular season comes to an end here in the postseason. Major bummer.
Yeah, it is. It's a major bummer. And I think, you know, Steve, when you're talking about what happened on Friday night and the play at the, I don't think it would have been as bad if Nafisa Collier didn't suffer the injury that she did. Right, if it's just one of those no calls, you know, the player's going for the steal, you know, Fisa gets knocked over, no call, she's still going to be upset. But I think the fact that Nafisa Collier suffered a serious injury, and that's basically, without Collier, you got no shot. So I can understand it was just all of those frustration, and everything was just building up and building up and building up, and it's it just kind of, you know, it happened, and it was just a matter of time.
Yeah, and the one thing I would argue about all of this, Chris, is that, to me, things started to boil at the end of game two. And
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I said this because there was a situation late in the game, Lynx up by three, and They ultimately let the Mercury get a three away that tied the game, and we all know how it went after that. Fee had a good look to win the game in regulation, didn't hit it. So I think there was boiling frustration because the Lynx had a chance to win the first two at home. And even if you go down to Phoenix and get beat twice, you know you're getting game five right back at home. So I think they were very frustrated. And I think Cheryl Reeve had to know that there was a coaching error at the end of that game by letting them take the three. And almost universally on social media at the end of that game, it was kind of like, why don't you foul? Put them at the line. You're up by three. Make them shoot free throws. You know, they might make the first, miss the second, get the rebound, and get a putback and get a three-point play anyway. But the odds of that, I mean, they just let them lined up. And if I remember in that sequence, they maybe got two or three. So it was a very frustrating end to game two that they let get away. So then they go into Phoenix. And they got knocked around. The officials let them play right or wrong. And they didn't get calls. And then Reeve explodes, has the post-game incident, and on top of it, Collier is hurt. And, you know, you can look at that play over and over again where Nafis Collier was hurt on the steal. In my opinion, it wasn't as obvious a foul, once again, in my opinion. And I'm not rooting against the Lynx. I'm not anti-Lynx. I was thrilled with their year. I wanted them to win a WNBA title. I really did. They were poised to win a title. They had a great year. I'm a big fan of Fee. But in that situation, the player that made the steal got the ball first, then there was a collision.
Yes.
And Collier had her leg out in that situation. I don't think it was as flagrant or an attempt to injure in any way, shape, or form. I looked at it. It looked like she was able to get hand on ball and get it out of there. And then it was potentially incidental. It wasn't as cut and dried, I think, as it was made out to be.
No, and that's just it. Like, you look at it in real time, and the defender...
It looked bad in real time.
It did look bad in real time. But when you look at it, though, and the defender had her hand on the ball, and it was the knee-to-knee contact, and then, you know, from that knee-to-knee contact, when she went down and sustained the injury... I think that's where the steal and the contact and knocking her over was one thing, but when you see that Fisa's down, like, to me, that's just things were already hot, and then how that happened and kind of how that all transpired, I think that just kind of took it to another level. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, the steal itself didn't look like it was it didn't look like that was at all a dirty play. It looked like that was a incidental contact, but I can understand where that was no call.
Yeah, and they were not, I just don't believe in my heart of hearts on that play in particular. And this was a hard-fought series. The semifinals in the league, they're playing hard. I mean, I the way they got after it, and you can always argue balls and strikes, was it a foul, wasn't it a foul? And I would say, in general, the officiating has not been good in the league. I'm not going to disagree with the coaches that are there day in and day out, and someone of Cheryl Reeve's pedigree, and the other coaches in the league that have been critical of the officiating this year. I agree with them. But in that situation, it just seems to me heat-of-the-moment basketball play situation. And unfortunately, you know, Collier got injured. It certainly, and that really, as you pointed out, made it difficult in an uphill climb for the Lynx. And considering, and I think on top of it, you can even add to what happened in the WNBA finals a year ago with New York and commissioner and the dress.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the no calls. I mean, there is a cumulative effect of all of this that has reached ahead. And now going forward, what do the Lynx do next season? You know, Is this more fuel to the fire? Hopefully. That's all you got now is, you know, does it add fuel to the fire?
I mean, two years in a row, like something has happened where you can look at the officiating and think, well, this officiating may have had an impact. Because I mean, you look at what happened last year in New York. I mean, it was a huge talking point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it, like I say, I think, you know, foul calls, balls and strikes, all of that sort of stuff in sports, you can play that game endlessly. But if you're going to be fair and say, hey, we got a raw deal from the refs in game three and we really got the short end of the stick. Yeah, but what about game two? You had a 20-point lead at home. You were the number one seed. And by the way, your star appeared to be healthy. What about that? If you're going to be totally fair. So, yeah, bad deal game four or game three. And then I think they played hard. But the Mercury were better in game four, and now they advance to the final. It's just a heartbreaking end. And I think it'll take a while for the Lynx faithful and even the casual fan to kind of get over it. And we'll see how they use that going into the off season. And they've got a lot of work to do on the collective bargaining agreement. I think the league has a lot to do with officiating and consistency in officiating. I think they need to invest in that, but the league continues to grow. But yeah, just a bummer.
Well, here's before we get to it, let me play this one clip because you were talking about, you know, changes. Here's Shel Reeve talking about some of the changes that she wants to see made. This kind of adds on to that.
This is what our league wants. Okay, but I want to call for a change of leadership at the league level when it comes to officiating. It's bad for the game.
Yeah, someone who's, you know, coached the national team, four WNBA titles, the longest tenured coach, you know, the league needs to heed that. Changes need to be made. Quick break, we'll come back. Headlines in a moment. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And without further ado, with headlines, I present Chris Tubbs.
All right, thank you very much, Stevie T. Hey, one person was killed and two others, including a six-year-old child, suffered life-threatening injuries in a fire truck crash during a homecoming festivity in southwestern Minnesota on Friday night. Yellow Medicine County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a crash near Lakeview School in Cottonwood around 6:30. That's where a Wood Lake fire truck had crashed, with first responders arriving at the scene to find the rig on its side in the ditch. One man was found trapped under the vehicle. The man, identified as 43-year-old Patrick Stephen Reminger of Wood Lake, died in the crash. The driver of the fire truck was a 37-year-old Wood Lake man. Other passenger was a 6-year-old boy from Wood Lake. Both were taken to Avera Marshall Hospital with life-threatening injuries and later airlifted to Avera in Sioux Falls. Minnesota State Patrol says none of the occupants in the fire truck were wearing a seatbelt. Now, before the crash, the Wood Lake Fire Department announced on Facebook it was participating in the Lakeview Homecoming Parade and, quote, honored to escort the cross-country athletes in the game ball from Wood Lake to Cottonwood for the sixth consecutive year. It's unclear what the fire truck's involvement in the homecoming festivities was at the time of the crash.
That is so sad. What a tragedy.
Yes.
You feel for the community and the families.
Absolutely. Terrible. Absolutely. And I mean, I know that area, you know, Echo Wood Lake. I know it well. Hey,
that's your neck of the woods.
It is. Yeah. I played a lot of baseball in Cottonwood. So, yeah, I'm very familiar.
By the way, at 8, we'll have more from CBS News on the looming government shutdown. But you have a story right now.
Yeah. Apparently, this thing is still heading towards a shutdown. And there's one way to avert it, according to Donald Trump, and that is with Chuck Schumer. Now, GOP leaders still need critical votes from Schumer and his party to sign any funding bill into law. For now, neither side is backing down, with just over 24 hours until a funding lapse. Schumer and his fellow congressional leaders will join Trump at the White House for a last-chance meeting to stave off a shutdown, but it's not clear that either party is interested in a deal-making session.
Yeah. We'll see if they get a deal done or they agree to just kick the can down the road. We've seen a lot of that as well, where it's just kind of like, we'll just keep doing what we're doing for now. Let's meet again later.
Yeah.
I think ultimately that's what's going to happen, that they're going to kick the can down the road.
Of course they will. It's always a temporary solution, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it always is. And yeah. You know, we'll just end there because we've got, well, wait, is it 56 or 57? What did I put on the sheet?
I think 57. I think we got time.
Oh, it's 57. Well, shoot, then I've got time for one more for William Shatner, because his goal is clearly to live long and prosper. Fans of the legendary Star Trek actor were shook last Wednesday after TMZ reported that the 94-year-old had been rushed to the hospital after suffering what they had called a medical emergency. According to the site, Shatner's agent, Harry Gold, told him that the star, quote, experienced an issue with his blood sugar while at his home in Los Angeles late Wednesday afternoon and was checked out. Now, Shatner himself took to his verified Instagram account on Thursday to speak out. He just said, "I overindulged. I thank you all for the caring. I'm perfectly fine. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated." Of course, he wrote that over a photo that appeared to show him as a legendary humorist, writer Mark Twain. Play on Twain's famous quote about an inaccurate newspaper report in 1897 that he had died.
Well, and I knew he was okay when he kind of popped up and said, "Khan!" Remember that Star Trek movie?
I mean, we know all about the Khan here. Yes, we do.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of Khan. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad he's doing well. Always like Kirk. We got the news. We got the weather at 8 in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.